For the first time in 52 years, the city of Cleveland, Ohio has a championship. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA title, and all of Ohio has been all in for the team. Just like in playing poker, being all in means to invest everything, to put everything on the line for one goal. Over 1.3 million people arrived to attend the championship parade and rally, some braving three-hour waits at the bus and train lines, others parking miles away and walking to the parade. Our hometown hero, LeBron James, is being called the Chosen One, Cleveland's savior. Main Street in Akron has been named King James Way, and the pundits are referring to his leaving Cleveland for Miami and returning as his crucifixion and resurrection. Yes, Cavs fans are all in. Now, being a longtime Cavaliers fan, I'm thrilled. I attended Game 3 of the Finals with my son, who flew in from Florida, a tradition that began last year with the loss to Golden State in Game 6 of the Finals, and continued this year, only this time, with a title. Hopefully, we'll be together again as the Cavaliers defend their championship next June. But for me, being all in begs the question, am I all in for Jesus too? With the love, goodwill, camaraderie, and common purpose, just imagine if we were as passionate about our salvation through Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus, the Chosen One, the King of Kings, who truly was crucified and rose from the dead for the forgiveness of our sins, would look a lot different if more Christians were really all in for their faith. Instead, church attendance has been on a decline since 1950. Churches would be overflowing, people patiently waiting in line to get a seat. Instead of being afraid to share our faith with others, it would become the main topic of conversation, just as the Cavs have become these past few weeks in northeastern Ohio. Instead of hiding our faith, we would be wearing T-shirts declaring our devotion to being all in for Jesus. Just imagine it. How would our world be different? Can you imagine the love, goodwill, and common purpose that would exist if more Christians were all in? So, what can we do to be all in for Jesus? Well, first, celebrate His victory. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is the greatest victory ever. Not only was it a victory over death, but He died for our sins, not just yours and mine, but everyone's. Next, find victory in the trials of others. You know, being a cancer survivor myself, I take great pride in celebrating with friends their victory over life's many trials. Beating cancer, finding a job after a long wait, overcoming a physical handicap, and succeeding when others might question why we even try. These things are worthy of us being all in our recognition of these victories. Next, give God the glory. Having the physical attributes, height, weight, and skills to be a great athlete are often genetic. We need to thank God for these gifts. You know, for most of us, our gifts are different, and we have the skills to be great in other areas. But remember to thank God for these gifts. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate a world championship for your town, especially when it's been over 50 years since the last title. Cleveland deserves it. But let me ask you, are you all in for Jesus too? This is Tony Agnese.